With the Love Island final upon us, we've got the perfect person to help us unpack one of the most dramatic seasons yet. Showbiz and pop culture journalist Lottie Hume has been keeping thousands of fans up to date every single day, breaking down the biggest moments, decoding villa dynamics, and giving her hot takes across social media. Before we crown this year's winner, let's catch up with Lottie to get her verdict on the series, the biggest talking points, and what happens once the Islanders return to the real world. Lottie, welcome to iRadio's group chat.
Hello, thanks for having me. So excited for the final tonight.
Oh, so am I, Lottie. You have been covering Love Island every single day this season. I've been obsessed with your coverage on social media. Looking back now, has this series lived up to your expectations?
Well, I absolutely have been covering it every night. Do you know what? As much as I love this show, I am looking forward to having an early night after tonight. But yes, it's 100% exceeded expectations. I think it had a little bit of a slow start, but once Casa and Moore hit, it really, really found its stride. You know, we've had shock recouplings, fallouts, romance, some really divisive characters as well, and some big names. And I think that's exactly what people want from Love Island, to be honest.
Exactly. We have a lot of big names and a lot of things that surprise us along the way. Every season of Love Island seems to have one defining storyline. When you look back now on the series between now and the 1st of June, what moment do you think will people still be talking about in years to come?
For me, it's 100% Jazz Renzo. That's Jasmine and Lorenzo. This big, you know, love story that kind of began and then never really, you know, ran away with it. And I just think for a lot of fans, there are so many Jazz Renzo fans, right? And I think there's a lot of people kind of still hoping, even though her and Cav are like super happy and he's with Yulia, there are still fans that are like praying that they'll kind of have this big love story. And, you know, obviously they did have that conversation, didn't they? Where Lorenzo was like, well, you know, let's see what happens in 6 months. Maybe we'll drop each other a text. So I think for me, that is a very defining storyline of this year's series.
And do you think because Jasmine had a huge following going into the villa, do you think that had any impact on why people are getting behind them so much? Or is it just the dynamic between the two?
I think they've just got the most beautiful dynamic. I think, you know, Jasmine and Lorenzo kind of hit the nail on the head, but I think they've both said, I think aesthetically, like we kind of look like we should be together, like we look good together. And also, you know, I think one of the absolutely amazing moments for me was when poor Jasmine was obviously super upset about Cav after Casa. You know, we've got this like beautiful moment where she's crying in bed. That's not beautiful. But what was beautiful was Lorenzo. Obviously, we saw him and he's called the Rock, right? He doesn't show too many emotions. He shed a tear. And I think after that moment, Jazz Renzo fans ran with it even more. They were like, oh my gosh, they're destined to be together, you know?
Lorenzo wasn't the only man in the villa to show his emotions this year. Do you think that's maybe something that's changed over the last few years? The men are opening up a bit more, perhaps?
100%. I think it's really beautiful to see. I actually first noticed that on All Stars this year. So take us back to January. I think there was a point where, you know, like Curtis was crying. Every single male Islander in that villa actually shed a tear. And we've seen it again on this series. And it's so nice to see the men showing emotion as well. I feel like, you know, I don't know if anyone else has like cried, but I think they've kind of touched on their emotions more. And we've seen more of a softer side to everyone, which has been lovely.
It definitely is lovely to see. One of the biggest conversations in the villa in the last week has been Priya's job-shaming comments about Alicia's job on the national rail. What did you make of that situation?
Not going to lie to you, I found it pretty uncomfortable to watch. I don't think job-shaming is appropriate at all. And I think I saw a side to Priya when she said that I wasn't a big fan of. I thought, Priya, no, no, no. And now, obviously, you know, she was on All Stars last night. She's obviously been dumped from the villa. She sat down, Maya brought it up and she said, listen, I owe everyone a big, big, big public apology. She said that it was a really catty comment that she'd made. She said that, you know, after 6 to 8 weeks in the villa, your emotions are just all over the place. And I think what she's trying to say is, it had all bubbled up. She was saying things that she would never normally say. And obviously she has apologized now. I mean, it certainly got good PR for the National Rail. Everyone was talking about it, you know? But I just think, not the best thing to have said by any means. And good on Alicia for kind of going back into the villa and saying, I worked my ass off for that job, you know?
That hasn't been the only conflict between girls this year. We've seen a lot of tension between Yulia and several girls in the villa. From your perspective, what do you think is really going on there? Do you think she's a bit unfairly isolated, or do you think maybe there's a bit more that we haven't seen?
I think, so we only see around an hour out of a full day. I think that is so important to remember. So, you know, 24 hours in a day, we're seeing a very condensed part of that. So there's always some context that we're missing. Yulia, you know, she definitely seemed to struggle to fully click with some of the girls. And I think viewers are a bit sympathetic to that because she did seem like the outsider at points. And I think there have been some really tough scenes to watch where, you know, in the dressing room particularly, she's like, can you just let me speak? Where it does seem like there was a bit of a pile on from the girls. I think, you know, I'm a huge Yulia fan. I think she's held herself incredibly well. But I think there's that level, isn't there, where sometimes she's interjected herself into situations where perhaps she might have taken a step back or reassessed, how do I want to say this? But I think certainly it's been one of the more dramatic series of Love Island when it comes to fallouts between the girls, for sure.
Yulia has kind of gotten herself into a few fallouts for maybe highlighting that some people are in it just to get to the final. Obviously, she said that about Priya and Aiden. She said Priya was just picking him because he's an OG and therefore more likely to get to the final. Do you think this season has produced genuine relationships, or is there a bit of gameplay?
There's always going to be a bit of gameplay. I mean, how many series have there been of Love Island right now? We all know what happens when you come out of the villa. 9 times out of 10 or 10 times out of 10, you are going to have fame, right? You're going to be famous. You're going to have amazing opportunities. So I think there might be a little bit of gameplay for longevity on the series. How long can we stay on? Because then that will, you know, probably garner you some better opportunities. However, 100% there have become genuine relationships from this show this year. Fitzy and Lola, adore them. They will go the distance for sure. Sometimes you just watch a couple and you think, absolutely, you've got this in the bag. Jasmine and Cav, I think, are a very, very, very genuine couple. I think there's very deep emotion there. Obviously, they love each other, they've said. And I'd like to hope Tommy and Yasmin as well, although with some of the comments about the ex situation recently, hopefully they can kind of make it work on the outside. And Yasmin and Lorenzo, obviously, backing them from the start, I think, you know, they should. Hopefully. I think they're genuine anyway.
Speaking of Fitzy and Lola, we have been particularly focused on following their journeys. And of course, Charlene Murphy, she came in as Casa Bombshell because they're Irish. And because we have Irish representation this year, I feel a lot more people in Ireland are tuning in. But overall in the UK, live TV viewing figures for Love Island seem to be on the decline, and they have been for a couple of years now. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, big shout out to Fitzy and Charlene, who Irish representation there. They are incredible. I've loved watching them on the screen. Do you know what? It really surprises me this because, you know, I think viewing habits have changed, and I think that's what we can put it down to. So I don't think it's the fact that people aren't watching. I think people are consuming it differently now. So they're not necessarily sitting down at 9 p.m. They're watching it by scrolling on TikTok. They're watching reels on Instagram. People are doing it through social media. And that's how they're kind of, you know, getting their fix. So the audience is still there. It's just being consumed differently. And honestly, I've chatted to so many of my friends, people who have never normally tuned into Love Island this year. Everyone I've spoken to has been sat down watching it. But, you know, I was chatting to my best friend yesterday and she said, I watch it via clips. Like, I won't necessarily sit down and watch an episode. So I think it could be a little bit of that. But I do feel like this series has really kind of caught people's attention.
As someone who watches it every night, if there's ever a night where I don't get home in time for 9 o'clock, I can catch up on the whole thing by watching the Love Island TikTok. They share so many clips. Do you think maybe they're sharing a bit too much that people don't feel the need to actually tune into it then because you're getting the storyline?
Potentially, yeah, because you know what? And like, this is something I try and do as a TikToker is kind of, I'll watch an episode and then I will try and pump out as much kind of content from it as I can to kind of, you know, show people this is what's happened in this hour's episode. And I do feel like you could very easily, like I missed one episode a few weeks ago, which is very rare for me, by the way, but I easily, very easily caught up by watching it over social media, which I think that's a bit of a shame because it's nice to sit down and get the full episode, isn't it?
As someone who digests the whole episode, do you take notes as you're watching?
No, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I think I've been doing this for 5 years now, right? So like, it kind of just sticks in my head. And it's so funny. I'll watch something. I'll be like, someone will want to know about that. So I'll run, I'll do it, I'll go back, pause the show, restart it and go again. I mean, it's been at my detriment at parts because there have been like, there was one big moment that I missed this series and everyone was like, why are you not talking about this? And for someone who does it every day, it looked a bit odd that I hadn't then covered that moment. So it's been a job, but it's been so much fun, honestly.
You put so much time and effort into your rundowns and it's so clear. If you had advice for the Love Island producers, what do you think you might change for next year going forward that maybe will bring back a bit of live viewership again?
That is such a good question. And funny you asked me that because I've just been doing a video on this before we jumped on this chat. So a lot of people are saying on social media, there has not been enough audience involvement this year. Like, people want to hear from the public. And I don't know why. Obviously, maybe they're trying something new, which is totally fair to like breathe a new lease of life into it. It's been a lot of the islanders making big decisions, like Lorenzo has been going away as favorite islander and dumping people. And I think especially because of tonight, where we've got Mika and Samraj dumping a couple, people are like, we want to get involved in that. So I think maybe going forward to encourage participation, just get the audience involved, get the viewers involved a little bit more.
I think I definitely agree with it there, Lottie. We are counting down the minutes to the final. I'm so excited for it. But from your perspective, who do you think deserves to win? And do you think the people who deserve to win will actually win?
Oh, it's such a good question. I think so. Lorenzo and Yulia are my winners. I really, really, really want to see them win the show. I think they've been fantastic. And I think they're going to do so well off the show as well. I think the couple that personally deserve to win could be Jazz and Cav. The reason I say that, and obviously Simba and Angelissa, this is why it's hard to ask me this question, but for me, Jazz and Cav have had the Love Island journey. They've literally had that like roller coaster where they've come in, they've fallen for each other, they've had the big tests, which is what you're encouraged to do on Love Island with Cass and Moore. They've come back in and, you know, they're going strong, and I think there are genuine feelings there. So my winners are Yulia and Lorenzo, but I think they all deserve it. I think they all deserve it.
Are there any relationships in there that you think maybe once they hit the outside world and the reality of the outside world, that they might start to crumble then?
Potentially Yaz and Tommy. And I say that because maybe they'll find things out, you know, about, we've had this big conversation about Tommy's ex and how the maths isn't really mathsing, is it, when it comes to the timeline of when they, you know, he applied to be on the show. So I really hope that it's all good with them. But I don't want them to come off and like maybe start, you know, finding things out about each other. Also, Samraj and Mika, I know they've just been dumped. I think long distance is going to play a bit of a part with that one. I mean, she lives in Barbados, right? But mainly is in London. And I think he lives in Germany. So that could be a test for their relationship.
Then outside of love, they all say they go in it for love. But we know there's huge career potential once you step into that villa. What islander do you think is going to do the best out of it career-wise?
Oh, it's a no-brainer for me. It'll be Lorenzo. Absolutely, 100%. I say that because I have a podcast with my friend Indigo. We cover all things Love Island. We did a video saying, is Lorenzo the next Molly May or the male Molly May? And the former editor of Vogue, Edward Enemful, he commented and he went, yes. I've also noticed that he's gone on Yulia's social media and he's been saying beauty and brains, and he's clearly backing them. And I think he obviously has an eye for it. I've noticed a lot of other people kind of saying he's going to come off and just do amazing things. So I would say Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo is really talking himself up as the next big DJ in there. He's been getting the songs going. He's been remixing a few. I was talking to Sean Fitzgerald last week and he was saying that he was actually remixing a few Irish songs and he's hoping to do so when he gets on the outside too. So
amazing.
He's really expanding all the career opportunities for himself, isn't he?
Well, he wants to start, I mean, I think this is so random, but I'm so here for it. It's very Lorenzo coded. He wants to start a beach club in Barbados. I don't know if you saw that conversation where Tommy, who was dumped from the island, he came off the show, he was doing a little debrief and he was like, Lorenzo is like very close to Mika because Mika's auntie is obviously the Prime Minister of Barbados and he wants to start a beach club in Barbados, which is great. I'm sure we'll all be flying out there. So yeah, I think, you know, he's got his clothing line, he's got his beach club, he's got his DJ Nepo Baby song that he's, you know, done in the villa. It's brilliant. So I'm sure he'll do big things.
Other than Lorenzo then, has there been any islanders that you think have done pretty well on social media since they've been dumped?
Absolutely, Charlene and Fitzy, the two Irish ones. Honestly, I think obviously they already had a social media following prior to the villa. They were big influencers. Everyone adores them. But I think they know how to do it, you know? And I think they've come out, they've been reacting to things, they've been giving opinions. I think they've all done a really good job, though. They've all been very present. So it'd be nice to see more of Charlene and Fitzy because I adore them.
I'd agree with you there. If you could have brought back one dumped Islander for the last week, who would it have been to maybe cause a bit of drama?
Mara, love her so much. Absolute icon. She got dumped way too early. She should have been an OG, in my opinion, or at least an early bombshell. I feel like she was wasted in Catherine Moore because she's just got the most iconic lines. The way she was telling Simba off by the fire pit, I was like, this girl is incredible. So yeah, Team Mara, would love to see her back, maybe on All Stars, but watch this space, I guess.
I feel we won't see the end of Mara. We're definitely going to see her on All Stars at some stage. Finally, Lottie, we have our 9 PMs back. I'm sure you might be a bit happy about that, seeing as it has taken over your life for the last few weeks. What series or podcast should people move on to next?
Well, for me, if you're loving dating and you love that reality aspect, for me, it absolutely has to be Love is Blind UK. It's coming out super soon. I think it's literally coming out in August, so next month. And, you know, it's a really good one to sink your teeth into. I will, of course, be covering it. And I think we're all going to have, we're going to be a bit sad and have withdrawals from our Love Island fix, aren't we? It's a commitment over summer. So, yeah, if you like dating and love, then Love is Blind.
I'll have to take you up on that recommendation. Thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat, Lottie.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.